Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is another in the series of Read the Word. This is day number 3, and January the 3rd, we're reading the Bible through chronologically throughout this year. I like it. I'm excited about it. I even have a viewer in a listening audience today. My dear wife is with me. So I'm going to remind you again what we've been saying at the beginning every time. Remember, it's not too late to start reading the Bible. Start now. For those of you who are wanting to listen to this every morning, as of tomorrow morning, January the 4th, I will have them ready every morning, and you'll be able to start your day out with it. Took us a little bit to get on schedule, making everything work here, but we're on that schedule now with the completion of this set today. We're glad you're with us. Shoot us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Let me know how it is and ask some questions. This is a good place to ask questions and say, hey, what about what that was all about? And we'll make a great time of this together. Genesis chapter 8. Wait, we forgot to pray. Don't ever forget to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open our hearts and our minds to the holy word of God. You said in the book of Proverbs that just reading your word, our bodies will receive life and health in them. We receive it from you. Holy Spirit, speak to us right now during this time together. In Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Remember, yesterday we had old Noah. He's up in the ark. And the folks have now experienced 40 days of rain. Chapter 8, verse 1. Then God remembered Noah. It's always a good thing when God remembers you. And every living thing, and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountain of the deeps and the windows of heaven were also stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the waters decreased. Now think about it. Tallest mountain is Mount Ararat, and the water was 15 cubits above that. That's a lot of water on the earth. Verse 4. The ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Then he sent out a raven which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. Verse 8, he also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. Verse 10, he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent out the ark, the dove, from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. So we waited yet another 7 days, and sent out the dove, which did not return to him again anymore. Doesn't that make you wonder how Mrs. Dove or Mr. Dove found the Mr. or Mrs. that had gone and come back, you know. 13, came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and creeping things, creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply in the earth. That's why I said the two doves had to find each other. Verse 18. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, went out of the ark. Verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled. The Lord has a nostril because he did smell. A soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Verse 22, one of the greatest laws of the Bible you'll ever learn. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. As long as this earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. That's a good chapter. Chapter 9. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. That's the second time God said that to man. And if you're wondering, this is how I read my Bible. You might think it's weird, but it's how I read my Bible, because we invited Holy Spirit to be here and to communicate with us. And I expect him to be communicating, so I'm going to talk to him. Verse 2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, and all that moves on the earth, and all the fish of the sea. That's for all you guys that fish. You can limit out every time you go out there. They are given into your hand. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But you shall eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast. I will require it from the hand of every man, from the hand of every man's brother. I will require the life of man. Well, that says you shall not eat the blood. All right. 6. See how Holy Spirit works? You're like, what did you say there? What did you say? Verse 6. Whoever shed man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. Verse 7. As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. Sounds like God had multiplication on his mind. Here we are, 7,000 years later, 7 billion of us on the earth. That's a whole lot of multiplying. Verse 8, God said to Noah and to his two sons with him, saying, as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. God's covenant is the rainbow. And it shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all the flesh on the earth. I like that word, everlasting covenant. Verse 17, and God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh. Now the sons of Noah went out from the ark. They were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. And from these, the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness. Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. Then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brother. And he said, be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. That's amazing. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. That's a lot of years. Genesis chapter. Now this is the genealogy of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Jabin, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphtha, and Togarmah. The sons of Jabin were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanium. Dodanium, that sounds like a precious metal. Verse 5, from these the coastland peoples of the Gentiles were separated into their lands, everyone according to his language, according to their families, into their nation. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, Sabteca, and the sons of Raamah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Verse 10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, Talmah, in the land of Shinar, from that land to Assyria, and built Nineveh, and Rehoboth, and Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, that is the principal city. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrasim, and Kasluhim, from which came the Philistines, and Kaphtorim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, the Arvidite, the Zemarite, the Hamathite. Afterward, the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. And the border of the Canaanites was far from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza. Then as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, Zeboam, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, and in their nations. Now, some people have said, why is all this important? Because this establishes history that is not only written here, but it's written in the historians of the modern day. Every day it's had its own historian, and people will believe the earthly historian. Well, then when you come here and you see it in this book, you say, wait, God had the idea. Remember what history is? His story. It's pretty good. In 22. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Ho, Gether, Mash. Arphaxad begat Salah, and Salah begat Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almodad, Shelef, Hazamaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimal, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, Jobab, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And Bilibab, and their dwelling places was from Mesha, as you go towards Sephar, the mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem, according to the families, according to their languages, and their lands, according to their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations, in their nations, and from these nations were divided on the earth after the flood. Interesting. And Noah lived to be 950 years old. Phew. That's amazing. Chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. Came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. Isn't that interesting? And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do now. Nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. what happens. It's amazing what happens when you just get together in agreement. Verse 7. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth. And they ceased building the city. If you're speaking French to the Spanish guy, pretty soon you're going to be frustrated with your mortar and your brick. Therefore, the name of it's called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. Verse 10. This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. After he begot Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and begot sons and daughters. Arphaxad lived 35 years and begot Selah. After he begot Selah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and begot sons and daughters. Salah lived 30 years and begot Eber. After he begot Eber, Salah lived 403 years and begot sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and begot Peleg. After he begot Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and begot sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and begot Reu. After he begot Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and begot sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years and begot Serug. After he begot Serug, Reu lived 207 years and begot sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor. After he begot Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and begot sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah. After he begot Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and begot sons and daughters. Now Terah lived 70 years, and he begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Here comes Abram into the picture. Don't you love this? This is the history, chronologically, of our world. 27. This is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran begot Lot. Haran died before his father Terah in his native land, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Then Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. The name of Nahor's wife, Milcah. The daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son, Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. The story of and the history of this earth. Remember this, Matthew chapter 13, verses 10, 11, and 12. Jesus said, it's been given to you, me, you, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It's been given to us to know. We just have to desire it. He said, to them who has revelation of the word, more will be given. So seek to understand the word. Hebrews 11:6 says, he rewards those who diligently seek him. How awesome is that? Till we see you again, it'll be ready first thing in the morning for you every day. This is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Seems like I'm still on, and I'm still broadcasting. For those of you that's on Blog Talk Radio, if you can still hear me, just doing a test, seeing exactly what goes on with this. So in case we get a longer set of verses one of these days, I know how much more time we can have. So for those of you that's on Blog Talk Radio, encourage you to send us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. HG stands for Holy Ghost. Preacherman@gmail.com. God bless you guys. See you soon.